The first part of the service is going to be about prayer. Prayer changes things. I know that I'm so thankful for a president. You may not like everything that he does or says or tweets, and I understand that. But I was thankful for this tweet that he did. He called for this Sunday to be a national day of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what he tweeted. We are a country that throughout our history has looked to God for protection and strength in times like these. No matter where you may be, I encourage you to turn towards prayer in an act of faith. Together, we will easily prevail. Hallelujah. You know, I don't think sometimes we realize the power that we have in prayer. I observed my precious aunt, who was a what we call a prayer warrior. And I saw her, I don't care what she asked for, of course, as long as it was in line with the Word of God, her prayers got answered. But guess what? She just kept on praying. She was persistent in her prayers. And not only was she persistent in her prayers, but she prayed on a daily basis. I won't have you to raise your hand, but how many of you do pray on a daily basis? Hallelujah. It's important to pray. Let's turn over to James 5:16. James 5:16, and this is in the New King James Version, says, I just want to read that last part of that verse. It says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The effective, what kind of prayer? Fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The New Living Translation of that says, the earnest prayer of a righteous man, and I like this, has great power and produces wonderful results. And then the Amplified says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. You know, I think as the body of Christ, we need to catch up on our prayers. We need to catch up on our praying for our country. We're kind of behind in that. John Wesley said this. He said, God does nothing on the earth save in answer to believing prayer. You see, God works. He has set down rules. And his rule is that you pray and then I will respond. But so many times we wait until it's an emergency to pray, right? E.M. Bounds said this, God shapes the world by prayer. The more praying there is in the world, the better the world will be, the mightier the forces against evil. The prayers of God's saints are the capital stock of heaven by which God carries on his greatest work upon earth. God conditions the very life and prosperity of his cause on prayer. You know, here in this church, we have emphasized the power of prayer. We have emphasized the importance of praying. And we've also emphasized the importance, you know, of course, as you know, we're in Tornado Alley. So we know what to do, right? We know how to pray, the power of our prayers as we come together. And I know that years ago, there was a tornado that was coming, had hit Moore, hit Oklahoma City, was coming right toward Tulsa. And of course, as we've always told you, hey, You start praying. I was watching television. I was watching the news. Actually, I was home by myself because Pastor was on the ball field, as he usually is. And And so I was watching the news. I'd taken cover, as they said, take cover. So I was in this little bathroom looking around, you know, at the television, praying. And this is what I heard. It's like this newsman literally says, because it said it's heading for Tulsa. And then all of a sudden, he said, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Somebody must have been praying. This tornado has gone around Tulsa and come back together in Muskogee. Yeah. And it went on and did a lot of damage. But the power of our prayers. Power, prayer will defeat the enemy every time. How many of you remember back in 2002? You know, we had had 911, but then in 2002, there was a couple of people. They were snipers. They were going all over the country. They were killing people. They were robbing people. Anybody remember that? Well, that started in February of 2002. And they went to states like Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, Washington. I mean, fear gripped the whole United States just as fear is gripping now. People were really afraid to go on highways. They didn't know if there would be a drive-by shooting. And then there was, then they went into Washington, D.C., and for 3 weeks they terrorized in that area, in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And altogether, I believe that they killed 17 people and wounded 10 others. And you know, I saw that, man, fear was just everywhere here in the United States. And I remember that it was a Sunday night. We were having a night of prayer. And so by the Holy Ghost, I was just prompted, because they couldn't find the snipers, you know. They were moving everywhere. They couldn't find them. They didn't know who they were. And I said, listen, God knows where they are. So let's just pray that these snipers will be caught, that this hysteria will end. I'm thinking of the hysteria now. Oh my goodness, toilet paper. You can't even find toilet paper. I don't know what on earth toilet paper has to do with sanitizing. But anyway, hysteria. I went to the grocery store yesterday. Really, just I was getting other things, not toilet paper. Fortunately, you know, even though my daughter would laugh at me because she said, you know, my mom's just like Noah. She just, you know, gets at least two of everything and probably more. Well, I was already stocked up, so I didn't need any of those things. But on the other hand, I just saw that, you know, hysteria. I mean, here all these shelves were bare. But this was in October. They had been terrorizing Washington, D.C. area for 3 weeks. I said, let's pray. God knows where these people are, and God can stop it. So we prayed. And it was that Sunday, and I believe, I don't remember whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, but guess what? They caught the snipers. They caught the snipers. Now, you know, not only were we praying, but there were many others that were coming together and praying. There was a story, I want to read this account. It said 50 Christian truckers got together to pray that somehow the sniper terrorizing the Washington area would be caught. Ron Lance was scheduled to retire in a few days and didn't even live in the area, but he felt sure that God would answer their prayers. In fact, he told the others attending the prayer meeting that God was going to use him to catch the sniper. A few days after they began to pray, Ron was listening to the radio as he was driving through the region and felt compelled to pull off the highway to a rest stop. It was just a couple of miles from where the initial prayer meeting had taken place. As he pulled in, he was shocked to see a car similar to what was being described on the radio. Carefully trying to read the license plate, a chill went up his back as the numbers matched. He quickly called 911 and remained there for what he said were the longest 15 minutes of his life until the police arrived. He even pulled his truck across the exit. There would now be no escape for these murders. And of course, the rest is history. The snipers were caught without incident, and the horrifying ordeal was over. I believe it's time for this horrifying deal to be over. How about you? Matthew 18:18. You know it. I'm going to read it to you. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you, is there two here? Yeah. You know, the word says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. Guess what? How, you know, with all of us agreeing together, I'm telling you what, this plague, as I call it, has to go. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, I want to read that in the message. It says, take this most seriously. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. I mean this. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it. Oh, I like this. My Father in heaven goes into action. Woo! When we get together and pray about anything, our Father goes into action. Prayer will change things like no other. I remember years ago, my brother was a teenager, and there was someone that's accusing him of something he didn't do. And my dad was worried and trying to, do everything in the natural. And finally, I said to my brother, I said, get over here. I will never forget this. You probably remember it, honey. I said, we were in the den. I said, we're going to sit down here on the floor. We're going to join hands. We're not going to join hands today. But anyway, we're going to join hands. And I said, we're going to pray that this thing shall be eliminated. This accusation shall be gone. I mean, this guy was threatening to come into the church and cause all kinds of problems. I said, listen, we're going to agree. The word says, when we agree that our Father goes into action. We prayed, we agreed. Guess what? The whole incident disappeared. Hallelujah. The power of our prayers. Now, our pastor's going to be reading a lot of the psalm. But I just want to read just a portion, Psalm 91, starting with verse 9. If you don't know the 91st Psalm, you better learn it. Denise, one time, she said to them, you better claim the 91st Psalm. They said, what does that say? And she said, you don't know what the 91st Psalm say. Well, our kids heard it almost every day. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. We're going to pray about this plague, that it shall be demolished in the name of Jesus. And then we're going to pray for, I'm giving you instructions to pray about some things. We're going to pray for our leaders. 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, it says, I exhort therefore the first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So that gives us permission to pray for everybody on this earth. It says to pray for all men, and then it specifies for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We're going to pray for our leaders. We're going to pray for our governor. A pastor texts the governor every Sunday. Our governor, for those of you who do not know, our governor is a spirit-filled man. I'm a part of a prayer group that we pray for him. We want to pray for wisdom, guidance, direction during this thing. And we want to pray for our president. We want to pray for the leadership, that they will have wisdom to do what is necessary in the natural. And then, one more, we want to pray for our country. 2 Chronicles 7. Verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Of course, we need healing in the natural, but I want to tell you what, we need a lot of healing in our land. And verse 15 says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. And last of all, before we pray, I just happened to go on Fox News. And I thought this was so good. This is a man who had worked in the Trump administration for about 3 years. He was actually a Jew. And he's talking about that he was, he says it hit him hard because his synagogue had closed, and this weekend marked the 17th anniversary of his mother's death, and he said that he had never missed saying the mourner's Kaddish prayer for her in the synagogue. But then he says this, and I thought this was so good, and he's talking about the coronavirus and stuff. He says, what strikes me as terribly unfortunate is that a very significant portion of the news programming is less about news and more about political attacks, criticism, and in some cases, animosity. It is time, and I like this, and this is, it is time to stop the outrage, including from some politicians, and focus on helping our nation unify and get through this worldwide crisis together. It is time to support one another, strengthen one another, help one another, even if only remotely, and elevate ourselves and our society. Our children are watching us and how we get through this. We need to be aware of that. Few of us alive today were around during World War II, but most of us have heard stories from older relatives or read about the great unity that swept across the country in those dark days. Our enemy then was evil and murderous fascists. Regimes. Our enemy today is a microscopic virus that knows no ideology and strikes whenever the opportunity presents itself. To face each enemy, the best strategy in the past and now is to come together as one nation to fight a common foe. And so I want us to pray for the unity of our nation. I mean, do you really realize the ramification of this stupid virus that can affect everything? I would hate to be in my house, quarantined to my house forever. How about you? And don't you realize, I mean, the enemy, I just got so mad at the enemy. The enemy is so sneaky. What does he do? He uses a stupid virus to try to keep us from being able to come to church. He's not going to do that. Are you ready to stand up and pray? Hallelujah. Oh, manpa celebrigadesha. Nenge manaliata munsulugota. Manzala brigon mando lubrigai. End daily gay man sholai impose solabrasholam briandan shelagom panzalabrashite. Oh, mama, Father, we come to you now. You said if we would pray, Father, if we would pray, Father, we thank you that no plague shall come near us, no evil shall overtake us. And Father, we thank you now that as we pray, you said you will hear our prayer. You said if we agree, that you go into action. Now we're agreeing, Father, that this virus, shall be demolished in the name of Jesus. Killed in the name of Jesus. Every virus cell must wither and dry up. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, my Satan, you cannot destroy. No, 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 no. E passe le briga mon che libra da che le brando che le briga name che. Oh, for our God shall prevail. Our God shall prevail. And we stand here. And a le brado che le broco so le broco say. Oh, proclaiming, that justice God, did similar things in the Bible. I thank you that now, this plague shall be man celebri don celebri adonsai don manan celebri gadeshe. And Father, those that man celebri gadeshe have been stricken and sick, I thank you Father that the healing power of God shall flow in their bodies. We declare no more deaths, no more deaths, no more deaths. Ha 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 ha. And Monsola Bradeshe, I thank you, Father, that your healing power shall go into those nursing homes. Aman Shela Bradeshe. May those that have been stricken be risen up. Oh, my man sola, gay pashela, gay mane, libra go salata non sheli branche, and elebri go man sola brigadeshe. And elebrandom panzelebradashe, inesha, inela, imonsa lo pasalebriadeshe. And we thank you, Father, for wisdom for our leaders, for our governor, for our president, for all of those that are in charge of this crisis. I thank you, Father, that you shall give them wisdom. I thank you for divine protection. And my mon sola brashe, and elibri gay mandolo prasola brandan shelibri gananshe, and elibri gahatai, umpan solai, be shelibri shanon samanansai, delibri gamanola, and elibri gay manso, and name shelibri adon sola brandi shelibrandanshai. Oh, Father. And now Lebrandeshe, and this shall turn around for our good. Shall turn around for our good. Oh, Father, may this cause those to turn toward you, to realize that you are the Savior. Oh, Father, that you are the Deliverer. And now Lebrandeshe, may our country once again come together, united, and one God. Oh, my mo sola bradesha, semanan librikosai, elibrandos shelebria deshe. Oh, may there be divine visitations, Father. Divine visitations to those, who have turned away from you. Who have turned away from you, God. I ask that you would visit them, Father, in divine ways. Imonoli bradashe, indela brasola bradashe la brandeshe, and we take authority over that foul spirit. Oh, man, celebria deshe, that spirit of division. A mi mandola brushe libran sola. Gaimanan so paso la brigadesha. Nen celebria deshe. Enela brandeshe. May we once be again be a nation and the God we trust. The one and only God, Father. Oh, my mon sola brandeshe. The God that this country was founded upon. Impo celebrashe. Non celebrigatosha, non zola bracom manzela, gay padashe, gay pasate, non dele brasso, oh my man zola bradeshe, and may this church be a lighthouse to this city. Oh Father, a lighthouse, oh to those that are lost, to those that are hurting. Ah, man, celebration to those that need healing, healing, healing. Oh, man, celebration. Ah, may we bring hope. May we bring healing, Father. And celebration, for we have the answer. We have the answer. A name, celebrasso. Celebrasolabrigadashi, inelebriadase, non celebrado, celebradan, shela bransate, namanoli brado, sheli brigadesha, inde pasela, gay man selita, mansola briga, monsola brashe, inamonoli, gayly briga, say mano, shelato, monsola brashe. And Father, whatever needs to be prayed out, we don't know the things that need to be prayed out, but the Holy Spirit does. And Father, you said that when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit shall pray through us. And Father, we just pray through. The Holy Spirit shall now pray through us. Imo man shola, eli briganonsha, nan seli brigamonta, monzola bracate shelabranzo, ineli brinon, panzala briga, po sola bradan shela brades, sela bradashe, indele brandeshe. You may be watching right now, and you may have symptoms in your body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all symptoms must go. In the name of Jesus, every symptom, I thank you, Father, for the healing power of God that shall raise them up, raise them up, raise them up. Oh, my man, sola bracute, elebridan, shelebria, de shelebrandonsa, enelebriga, bononsa, ete, shelebriga, tomandanse. Oh, healing power, healing power, healing power. Oh, my. Oh, labraso, labradoche, enelebradeche. There's no distance in the healing power of God. Oh, my, sola bradisha, zo pa celebria gonse. So if you know somebody that needs healing, oh, call their name right now. Call their name. Amen, celebracote, celebriga nansa. Man celebriga badashe, inalicata, ineli brancho, ito man sola brigadeshe, ineli brigadeshe, alabrandon celebrashita, mando la bracoso la bragose, inela brando gepazote, ineli bragosha, in salabrandonsha, oh, ha ha ha, and Father, we now give you praise ahead of time. We give you praise ahead of time. We give you praise ahead of time. Oh, for the great works that we shall see performed in our country and around the world. Amamadola bradesha, la bradesha, la bradesha. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. We see healing. We see healing. Ah, we see healing. Healing power. Healing power. Healing power. Oh, we see unity. Ah, yes, coming together. Coming together. Coming together. Oh, my. And we shall give you all the glory. We shall give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord and all my soul. And
hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. That's a great time of prayer. Man, this church know how to pray. Amen. I just want to talk a couple of minutes here, not very long at all. You know, people are in such fear right now, they can't even live a normal life. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. You know, I think God does not want us to live in fear. He wants us to overcome fear. And I think David knew something about overcoming fear. He knew the cure for fear was faith. Faith puts fear on the run. I just want to take a moment and read Psalms 27, 1 through 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat my flesh, my enemies, my foes, they stumble and fail. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to hold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. In these verses, we see that David is talking about the fact that the Lord is his strength. The Lord is his stronghold. There's an old song that used to sing years ago, a mighty fortress is our God. Anybody ever heard that song before? You know, here it seems that David is saying, even though I'm under attack, I will not fear. He's saying here, what have I to be afraid of with God? You know, when trials and circumstances and stuff is all around us, we will not fear. You know, he begins to talk about what had happened to him in the past. When he's making some of these statements, he's recalling his victory over Goliath, his escape so many times from King Saul, his survival of the rebellion led by his own son, Absalom. He goes on to say, my trust is in God. You know, take a moment. Think about how God has delivered you from something. If he did it once, he'll do it again. There's no use to get in fear. He faced many dangers, but he didn't fear. Now, he didn't act like it didn't exist. It existed. And he was aware of danger, just as we are right now. We are aware of this thing. But because of our trust in God, all fear is gone. We find courage in the face of adversity when we let our faith rule. It's only putting trust in God's word that's going to get you through. There's a lot of people talk about faith. It's another thing to live by faith. And if you live by faith, fear has to go. Faith and fear can't live together. It's either one or the other. You can't be talking fear one moment and talking faith the next moment. That puts you in the position that James was talking about a man that wavers And don't, and James went on to say, don't think that person will get anything. You know, the Word of God says, if you abide in me and I abide in you. There's the strength is abiding in Christ and him abiding in us. You know, he goes on to say that he will place him upon a rock, a place of safety, a place that no harm shall come to him, no plague shall come to him. Like I said a while ago, faith puts fear on the run. You know, we need, you know, sometimes we need to read. I want to read this whole 91st Psalm. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Rest. If you're in fear, you're not in rest. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He shall shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. You know, he's saying here, evidently he's talking about a chicken with her chicks. She spreads her wings and the chicks run in there for safety. That's what he's saying, that we run under the shelter of the Almighty God. Do not be afraid of the terrors of night or the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the diseases that stalk in darkness, nor disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side and though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and scorpions. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust my name. I will protect those who trust my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. This is what will happen if we will let fear go and grab a hold of faith in God. I believe that we can all have a long life. He says so right here. I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. And I will rescue and honor them and reward them with long life. Let me tell you something. There is no use to be afraid. If you really believe what the Bible says, there's no use to be afraid. Now, I didn't say to act stupidly and not do what is natural in the natural. See, there's a lot of people, they go one extreme to the other. They either get over here in fear or they get way over here in faith and throw everything else out the window. No, God gave you a brain. And we need to learn to use it when it comes to certain things about hygiene and other things. Don't throw it out the window, do. And you will find that as you trust him, you'll walk in love divine. And as you walk with him, he will guide you and he will take you and he will protect you. And no harm can come near you. And you will live the life that you profess according to my word. And you'll see that even though there is plague all around you, it will not touch you. It will not harm you, because I am your God. I am your protector. And I will see that you are not touched. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now that come from the Spirit right there. I told you I wasn't going to take but just a minute. There's a song that we used to sing from the hymnal that I grew up in, the Church Assembly of God. This is called Hymns of Glorious Praise, from Gospel Published House in Springfield, Missouri. But there is one song in there, and I'm sure that other that was in other hymnals also. It's called Living by Faith. The first verse says, I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth over everything, and all my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus' name, trusting, confiding in his great love, from all harm safe in his sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife, living by faith. And the course goes again. Then that third verse says, I know that he safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walked close by my side, living by faith? Then that last verse says, our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our trouble will then all be over. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore, living by faith. That song's full of faith right there. You know, we got all the choruses and everything. I think sometimes we need to go back and look at some of these songs. They're good. Calvary covers it all. That's the title of this song. I remember Calvary. What happened to Calvary? At Calvary, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was poured out and did away with all sin, degradation, plagues, everything. Hallelujah. I want everybody to stand. Dan, can you guys, I know y'all don't know this like we Pentecostals do, but maybe y'all can sing it anyway.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know rule over everything, and all of my worries is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. Let's go to the third verse. I know not today what tomorrow may bring, who go beside. And why should I think no tempest may blow, if Jesus would rule on my side? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all harm safe in his sheltering arms, living by faith and feel no alarm.
Now that verse is in 6-8 time, but when we hit that chorus, it's got to go to 12-8 time. And we got to... They're doing good, yeah. But I want to, there's something I want to do here. When they say living by faith, there's a second part that's supposed, while they say living by faith, he's supposed to get that second part in there with the baritones and the bass. Yes, living by faith. And then they say, in Jesus above, and then you say, in Jesus above. You know this, Roger? Hey, come and get that, do that second part. Roger grew up in the same kind of church I did. We sang
this. Can you turn the monitors?
I bet we sang this about close to every week. Give me a microphone. Hey, Lynette's got one. Here, give me that microphone right there. Oh, they got one? No, we got one right here. Is it on? Let's see. Yeah, it's on. Praise the Lord. Now, there's some of y'all got to come in on that second part, all right?
Here we go. So, living by faith.
Living by faith.
And trust is above.
Jesus above.
Trusting, confide in His great love.
Yes, in His great love.
From all I'm saved, in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith.
I'm living by faith.
And feel no.
Let's sing it again. I'm living by faith.
Do the first part.
First part. The first verse?
Yeah, first verse.
First verse. I care.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know rule over everything, and all of my worries is vain.
Living by faith,
in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm.
Hallelujah. It says there, living by faith, all my worries in vain. All your fears in vain if you're living by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that, man. Hallelujah, man, as they say, you know, man, we get down on that song. I guarantee you. How many of y'all went to church where they sang that song? Man, how many of you there? You really get down on that song, man. You, hey, by the end of that song, somebody would be shouting. Hallelujah, isn't that right, Brother Roger? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who says you have to have that same thing all the time? Amen. Hey, remember, this week and all the time, but especially this week, pray for our officials and pray for our government. Pray for Vice President Pence and the task force with the doctors and everybody that's involved in all this. And pray especially for our governor here. I know I texted him. I texted him yesterday and then again this morning. But I told him I was praying for him that he would have wisdom and that also he would have the proper information in order to make the decisions that he needed to make. You know, some people are making decisions on wrong information. Amen. Governor Stitt is a very wonderful man. I preached in 1973. I preached for his father, and he wasn't born yet, but I knew his older brother. In fact, Craig prayed with his older brother in 1973 in Bruton, Alabama. And then John Stitt came to Norman, Oklahoma, and pastored for years until he retired. And in fact, I went to a special meeting with the governor a few months back, and I got to see John. I hadn't seen him in 40 years or more, and we got to talking about those meetings. But our governor loves God. He's trying to govern according to business principles, and I realize that that people are don't understand some of this about the with the casinos and things, but I will tell you this. They're paying other states a whole lot more money than they are this state, and all he's trying to do is get it evened out. I happen to know right across the border in Arkansas, the percent they're paying the government from the casinos is a whole lot more than they're paying here. So all he's trying to do, and I realize that many of you are part of the tribes, and I understand that. I have no problem with that. I just want it to be equitable. I want everything to be on an equitable share, everybody sharing alike. How many of you understand what I'm saying to you? So praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he? How many of you are going to walk from this place and realize we don't walk in fear? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, yeah, first time guests. Go find our first time guests. We're so glad to have you with us today. Come back and be with us. Ain't no telling what we liable to do around here. We don't do the same thing. The staff are going to the doors and we're going to greet you, but we're not going to shake your hand. And yes, parents, I will have the lollipops for the kids at my door like I always do. Okay? All right. Praise the Lord. Tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. We're going to have church. Wednesday night, hour of power, be here. We're going to have church. Next Sunday morning, I'll be here preaching next Sunday morning. Come expecting, come believing. Turn around, greet somebody. Don't shake hands. Greet somebody and say, I see you tonight. Hey, but remember, no fear, faith.
I got victory, it's all over me. I got victory.